The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Matt Molesky. He is the founder and head coach of CTM, Coach Train Motivate. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
So last time we had you on here, we talked about how you got into the HVAC industry. You know, I would love to put you on the spot a little bit here and just ask this question. What is probably one of your more favorite stories just from all of your time that you've been in this industry? I know it's been a while.
Oh, wow. That could go a lot of different directions, man.
Sure.
There's been many. One of my favorite stories is one where I was doing a ride along on a training session, and we were talking about building rapport, and we had gone to this home, and this, you know, nice little old lady had answered the door. She was in her 80s, and we got welcomed by a grand piano sitting in the foyer on mm-hmm. tilt. And I learned that she had been a music teacher for 42 years. And so I was kind of joke around and say, you know, hey, you know, raise your hand if you think that in the next 2 to 3 minutes that Matt was sitting on a piano pew with this lady, you know, about to play me the piano, you know. Unfortunately, the technician wasn't understanding what I was talking about, building rapport. And sometimes it's taking that time with a homeowner to live and feel their passion about something. And then she went on to just share some other really cool things in her home with me. And at the end of the day, she had an issue with her system. And then the call was to replacement, and she had no qualms about just moving forward with it that day. So I elaborate a little bit more on it, but those are some of the great things about when you're in this trade and working in the homes, that just the stuff that people share with you and the amazing people that are out there. It's a lot of fun for me.
You know, this truly is a people business.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I love when you get a group of contractors together and you just hear, and you start off with a story like that, and then all of a sudden you'll have 10 other
stories
that come out in the room, and it really is. It's all about those people. It's about those relationships. It's about, you know, helping solve problems. And that's why it's such a fun industry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you've been doing some really, really fun things with us right now. The industry, there's a lot of change going on right now. We're talking about low GWP refrigerants.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, different rebates and incentives for higher efficiency equipment. We're talking about electrification.
Mm-hmm.
Some parts of the country, we're talking about, ultra low NOx furnaces and things along those lines. Ductless continues to gain more and more traction, and you're starting to see more and more use cases as contractors are starting to embrace that a little bit more. And for some people, when you get into this time of very fast change, it can be really uncomfortable. There's other people that really thrive in that environment.
Absolutely.
But you've been going out and talking to contractors about two things that tie very closely together. It's sales, right? You've been mm-hmm. doing sales for a long time, but then also the applications.
Absolutely. You know, I work with salespeople or selling technicians or business owners, one of the things I keep letting them know with the way technology is moving forward with all of the inverter technology and the sensitivity of the inverter technology, meaning with airflow and the proper sizing, that no longer can we just be salespeople. You know, you have to become a sales engineer.
Mm.
And doing these classes, it's somewhat scary because when we talk about airflow and CFM and what units need to breathe properly or how to be sized properly, I'm going to say in the upper 80 to 90% of the contractors that I'm doing these classes for have maybe never even done a heat load or never completely understood one. And almost nobody completely understands CFM and how it works and what ducts are allowed to do. And, you know, how many CFM do you need for a room, and how do you measure that stuff? And so I teach that class in a very practical way.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the home, here's some guidelines you can do to at least get you started down that path. And then that can lead to actually doing the measuring and coming up with a proper solution.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think in the industry, you and I actually used to work together in a former life. And I can't believe that it's over 20 years ago that we were working together. But we were teaching heating and cooling loads way back then.
Yeah.
And one of the advantages that we talked about, when you do a heating and cooling load, you set yourself apart from your competitors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I, you know, it's funny you say that, because absolutely does. No one, no salesperson or any company I've worked with their sales teams, is anyone in that area do any kind of duct layout or anything of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking about these things forever, you know, setting yourself apart as a contractor, as an individual working out mm-hmm. in the field. But you'd be shocked of how many times the simple things like wearing shoe covers, how many guys don't do it, even though their company requires it. So that's the challenge, is getting the guys and gals to understand what they need to be doing to be at that utmost professional level and doing all those things. And here's something else I've learned, and you probably recognize this too, for doing this for 25 years. There's one thing that hasn't changed in all this. You know, we've had all these organizations trying to come up with a new way to sell something, or a new way to do this, or a new way mm-hmm. to do that. But the one constant has been the customer. They're still looking for honest, you know, contractors that work with integrity, that stand behind what they're going to do, and they want to that 100% satisfaction. And so I'm preaching that all the time, that, you know, a lot of the trade has kind of moved away from that direction and gets so more focused on getting the sale. But what does it take to get to the sale? You know, you have to earn the right to sell something to somebody. And so we spend a lot of time discussing those things.
You know, you talk about that as we look at a lot of people today, though. I have noticed, and now I have to put myself in this boat. I would not be too excited at the thought of having a salesperson come out to my home and really sell me anything mm-hmm. if I'm thinking about it. I don't want the roof salesperson to come out. I don't want the window salesperson to come out. And, you know, the HVAC. So there's a lot of homeowners today that are looking for other ways to find out pricing. And so it's almost like our industry is shifting. And you used a word that I think is really important, from a comfort advisor to more of a sales engineer almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I can go in and do my shopping pick and then have that engineer come out and verify everything that I picked.
Yeah. And I think there's a comfort level with that. We were just having a discussion earlier today regarding that. And actually, in the training I did the last 2 days, we discussed that. We're in this kind of unique situation with technology. So, you know, I'm 50. So I grew up in both worlds, you know, and I know we're close in age.
Yep.
So we grew up without technology, and then we had to learn to adapt to technology, and now it's a part of our everyday life. So we're in that kind of unique person that had both sides of it. Well, the people that are in their, let's say, up to 40-ish range and younger, it's been a part of their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was actually teasing one of the guys. He was 26 in my class yesterday, and anything that he didn't understand, he came back like 2 minutes later with a question, because he was on his phone, you know, looking through that. So mm-hmm. this millennial generation, as they're coming into that fold and, you know, having a home and having to make these kinds of decisions, I think are definitely going to want to have something online first. And then, okay, yeah, I think I made my decision. Now you come verify the decision I made. And then if there's adjustments from there, then we can discuss that.
So, I mean, I think the question comes up. Homeowner has a 3.5-ton system sitting in their home.
Mm-hmm.
It's worked fine for the last 15, 20 years. What's the problem with just swapping out like for like?
Well, as we learn in a trade, you know, as in the trade, you know, airflow is something I've always been kind of passionate about my entire career. And that's how I cut my teeth in this trade. And it's just something that hasn't been well taught to people, you know? And I always tell people in my classes, yeah, you only know what you've been learned, you know? So whoever trained you along the way told you, yeah, we just put 7-inch ducts in there. We put 8-inch ducts in there, or 6 inches, you know? And that's what we do. And so the installers, the technicians, they see that and they go, yeah, everything's done right. But then when you actually get into the intricacy of how airflow works and the division of air and how it splits and what your actual CFM is coming into that room based on the need is a lot different. So that's where the engineering part comes into play. You know, we can't just assume anymore. And, you know, obviously being a proponent of the inverter and the side discharge unit, that gets even more sensitive, you know? And so, you know, airflow in, airflow out. If one of those two variables is off, yeah, everyone thinks that, oh, it's an inverter. It can ramp down or it can ramp up, you know? And right. It's like, you're right. Most of the time it will probably adjust itself. But when do you get the call? You get the call on the hottest day of the year because too much static pressure has built up and it's triggering the unit and it shuts down. Then the weather tails off. Contractor goes out there and they say, everything's fine. They reset it. And then we get another call and it just becomes this, you know, now we're talking about the integrity issue,
right?
You know, of the contractor. Why'd you sell me this? You're constantly having to come out here and it doesn't show itself when the conditions are okay. But when you have extreme conditions, that's when you have the issues.
Sure. And, you know, with inverter technology, it will do a lot to try to overcome things. But that's when you get challenges that you didn't have before. As the systems get more smart, now you've got a motor that's going to try to overcome that static.
Absolutely.
And you're going to have higher pressures, which is going to create unwelcome noises in the house.
Yeah.
you're going to get these, you're going to get air curtains within the house where people are going to say, yeah, it blows a lot harder now than it used to.
Right.
Or you're going to get, to your point, the system's just not going to be able to hit those temperature differences that you were looking to hit, the delta across the coil or the heat exchanger.
Yeah, and those have changed a lot. You know, back with R22, it was very simple. You know, you got your 20 degrees, we're good, you know. And then you get into R410A and there's different parameters and you're checking them going, it's at 16. It seems like something's wrong. But then you look at the design of the system, it was actually, that's what it's designed to be doing, you know. And so there's a lot of variables that we have to take into consideration in sales these days that we never had to look at before. So,
and then there, like you said, I think integrity is important because when the system is not designed properly, you're not going to deliver the efficiencies.
Right.
And so a person is paying for a certain efficiency that system is listed at. And if it's not designed properly, there's no way it's going to deliver that efficiency.
No.
And I don't know how many times I've heard people say, yeah, we put in that new system and our utility bills actually went up.
That's true. I think that's an important factor, you know, to consider is that, when it comes to the design features, we have to be a little more cautious about what we're doing. And, when the systems are put together properly and from a sales aspect, this can lead to, you know, what we refer to as upselling, right? Because now maybe there's 3 duct runs that need to be modified, or maybe they just want to get all the whole duct runs replaced. But when we fix it the right way, and I've heard this over and over and over, the homeowners are just ecstatic.
Right.
You know, they like, I cannot believe that that my system works like this. And I was just talking about this the other day in my class, you know, the misnomer that homeowners have. I'm getting a new system. So it's going to blow better. It's going to cool better. It's going to do all these things only if it's set up right. You know, and that's the issue.
So there's standards that are out there. There's manual J, which is the load. There's manual D, which is the ductwork.
Duct design. Yeah.
There's manual S, which is the equipment selection, all of the pieces that I'm putting together. And there's manual T, which is the grills and registers and how they're going to perform. You've actually worked with us and you've helped us to develop a course. And surprisingly, it's named Sales and Application.
Imagine that.
But tell me a little bit about that course. If somebody were to sign up one of their selling technicians or their comfort advisors to go to the course, what are they going to learn in there?
So they're going to learn a lot about the actual side discharge inverter technology and getting an understanding. You know, like one of the misnomers that guys have, oh, that's a mini split. And it's like, mm-hmm. no, that's not a mini split. It's actually a condensing unit, you know? And so we talk about, and it's not super technical, but we talk about at least the fundamentals of the unit, how it operates and the swing compressor and kind of giving them some distinction between other types of compressors. But I think it's the biggest takeaway is then we go into airflow and I try to teach it in a way so it's, can stick in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I teach things is to teach it like as if you were teaching it to a homeowner. So you can get the homeowner involved in the fixing of their issues with the airflow. And we just do some simple practicing techniques for that. And I almost 100% of the time, the techs or the salespeople come out of that class and go, that was really cool. Like now I can go explain that to a homeowner. And then we take it a step further and we show them the ins and outs of what's involved in a heat load calculation.
Mm.
You know, a lot of guys don't understand what transfer of heat is, you know, and what insulation means. One of the questions I always ask, for example, is like, I'll write R30 on the board and say, what is that? And they go, oh, it's insulation 30. I'm like, well, define that for me. You know, and they're like, they look at me and they just don't know. And this is a critical factor inside the home and towards the heat load. So we go over all the factors, the windows, the doors and all that. And then we put it to application through a program called WriteSoft, which has been around for a number of years. And, you know, they teamed up with Goodman to actually create a sales profile within the WriteSoft program. So we could actually use it as a tool to help keep a person on presentation. So not only are we going to talk about, you know, here's your heat load, but, you know, here's the contributing factors to the cost. You know, here's what are your contributing factors? What's important to you? And then how to present. And then more than anything, how to position the side discharge unit into the mix of all the different systems available out there. You know, it's one thing I love about the side discharge unit and the inverter technology is that we have a unit now that can compete with the two-stage variable. And, you know, that's always been kind of the go-to. And it's like, wow, would you rather have just two stages or multiple stages that can go from 30 to 100%, you know?
Right.
And so, to me, it's the wave of the future. I mean, and as you and I both know, airflow and sizing are critical aspects of a side discharge unit. And so we have to print the map for the country, really.
Yeah.
On this topic.
So you also did a lot of work in taking this course to a group called PNNL out of Washington, which is actually working with the EPA to make sure that this material is approved to help a contractor get that skilled energy contractor designation.
Absolutely. It was a lot of work, right? Both of us actually worked on that and the back and forth and making sure we had the right information being provided. But if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's the only sales course that has this type of certification. Most of these have been associated with like installation or something of that nature. And from what I understand, as the country's moving forward with electrification, that there are some counties, states that are going to require this certification in order for you to install these things.
Well, in order for you to get those or rebates.
The rebates.
Yeah, all
the
of
installation.
With the IRA, there's a ton of rebates that are available, not to mention all of the state and local rebates. Last time I looked at it, I think we're close to 2,000. I think it was 1,000. It was over 1,900 different rebates that are available right now for heat pump systems across North America.
Absolutely. And, you know, we also work internationally. So we work up in Canada and they are taking that to a whole nother level up there. I mean, the government there is actually offering like loans to homeowners. A 10-year 0% interest loan to put in a heat pump. And so they're really moving down that sector there. And I'm starting to see it more and more as I travel around. Obviously, every region does things differently. But for example, I was up in Washington State in Seattle, and I was doing sales training there for one of our customers and doing ride-alongs. Every call was a furnace only in a basement on a tri-level home. And they all wanted to add on a heat pump.
Hmm.
It was a furnace only. And so you were talking earlier about mini split application, and every single one of those homes, the main issue was the master bedroom was on the third floor with a vaulted ceiling, and it had 1 5-inch duct supplying that room.
No way it's going to work.
No way it's going to work. So for heat, it's great, right? Natural heat rises and all that. So yes, every single one of those proposals came with an add-on mini split for the master.
You know, and that's so interesting too, as our industry is changing, evolving, if you will. I think that's one of the mindsets that needs to shift. It's not just changing that box out anymore. Maybe I'm changing the box out for the ducted system, but it's also adding that supplemental with maybe a ductless unit that I'm putting in there. Maybe it's a multi-head ductless unit because we've got spaces that we don't use a whole lot.
Right.
And so I just want the demand heat or demand cooling when we're using that space, but I don't want to pay to heat and cool that space when we're not using it. And we saw a lot of use change during COVID and in the way people are using different rooms in the home. And so that has an impact too.
Yeah, there's a lot of applications in places that you'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 20 years ago when I was a contractor working in the Palm Springs area, you'd be shocked at how many mini splits we were doing 20 years ago because they were flat roof homes.
Right.
And you couldn't put ductwork in. And we would, I mean, when they came out with multi-head systems, we were just like, oh, you know, oh my God. But same thing happens today in Arizona. You know, I worked a lot down in Arizona and in hot locations, exactly what you're explaining. This room just doesn't cut it for us. But instead of revamping everything, could we add something to this room here? Mm. And of course, as you know, if you have any experience with a mini split, I mean, they're super ultra quiet, and having control for room by room is, you know, pretty phenomenal.
So Matt, some people may be watching this and they're saying, you know, I think I need to learn more about this. And we've been thinking about heating and cooling loads for a long time. We've been thinking about duct design, just not quite sure where to get started. How does somebody find out more information about this sales and application training that you have available?
Well, as we know, you know, Daikin, Amana Goodman is a vast network across the United States, and they work with many distributors across the United States. So that would be the first, if you were a contractor, would be to reach out to your local distributor to request that class. And then once they have the request, then we can get it set up through the distributor for a location and a date and things like that. It's a 2-day course. We, as you know, we learned the 1 day just wasn't enough. That was the common response. The other half of that class is the sales portion of it. So we talk about the sales process and building rapport with homeowners and going over the heat load and, you know, putting it all together to getting to presentation. So yes, there's a technical side to it with the heat load and airflow application, but then we also get through the sales portion of it. And so 2-day class, and then we come out and deliver the training.
So at the very beginning of 2025, what are some words of advice or wisdom that you'd like to share with contractors as we look into a brand new year that we're in here?
I would say it would be to get on board with technology in the direction it's heading. With the inverter technology and the communicating systems, this is, in my opinion, I've been doing this for 25 years. This is going to be the next wave that's coming through. And we're already seeing the resistance from contractors. They don't understand it. So therefore, they don't want to offer it. And at some point, you're going to be looking back going, man, I wish I would have done that 5 years ago, because I think it's going to become a standard. So get yourself educated with heat loads and airflow design and how to sell this type of technology, because the response from customers is fantastic. And the noise factors, I mean, there's so many things that I could just sit here and go on and on about that are such beneficial to our industry. And I just think it's single stage and 2-stage variable are going to become obsolete down the line here. So you better be on board and take advantage of being the only contractor in your area that's offering this stuff.
Well, Matt, I really appreciate you coming in here. We love having you on this show. Love to see you here in the future.
Absolutely.
And look forward to seeing what you're doing with all these classes. I know that you're changing lives and you're really impacting a lot of people out there. For all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, please go ahead, hit that like button so we know to bring you more of these types of programs. Also, if you're not following us already, please go ahead and hit that follow button so that you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. We look forward to seeing you on a new episode soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.